Hello everyone, I'm Padmini Arhant, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com, representative divine mission. How are you all doing? I welcome you to the topic, United States election debacle, selection disguised as election. The art of lying in politics, denying the undeniable facts. The third and final U.S. presidential debate ended, clarifying the political establishment determination to impose fait accompli on electorate prior to election day, when one candidacy is treated as extraordinary despite conspicuous flaws and numerous breaches deemed criminal, the electorate become instruments to devious agenda. The massive publicity, funding, along with press editorials, media and entertainment industry patronage, among several others, including three major networks, Fox, CNN, and MSNBC, colluding that are otherwise considered rivals to promote and declare the Democrat presidential nominee Hillary Clinton to be conglomerate representative for fifth term in the White House verifies the so-called democratic process. Since election is taken for granted and transformed into mere formality and political circus, to coronate the pre-selected choice, the Democrat presidential nominee Hillary Clinton, the following questions are posed alongside shedding light on impervious data, delineating facts from falsehood. The claim on United States election to be free and fair is a misnomer, considering 21st century marked with electoral outcome disputes in the year 2000-2004 presidential election and thereafter, noting alterations and irregularities that are common now. The Democrat presidential candidate Hillary Clinton position as the advocate and champion of women and children's rights, working class, gay rights, and immigrants' welfare while being financed by Wall Street, special interests, national and foreign donors, stupefy audience. Knowing in politics, the strategy is to say anything to win election. The trait prominent in some more than others, confirming obsession with power. The Democrat nominee Hillary Clinton vows to pay for entitlements like Medicare and Social Security by taxing the rich and wealthy, including corporations that are bankrolling her campaign. Does this mean the Democrat presidential candidate betrayal is certain against one or the other? Whom is she likely to deceive? The campaign investors or the voters casting ballots, enabling special interest-backed candidacy with super PAC and campaign funders deriving more value for money in the lobbyist-drafted legislations? On the question about Supreme Court nominees, the Democrat presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, citing the people wronged in the Citizens United case with the Supreme Court allowing unlimited campaign contributions from diverse sources, while Hillary Clinton, the politician representing conglomerate and hegemony, capitalizing on corporate cash, speaks volume about the candidate's integrity or the lack thereof. On the subject of Affordable Care Act, also known as modestly titled Obamacare, although this is a topic deserving discussion in entirety, which will be presented in due course on this site, the crux of the matter is the healthcare reform deceptively deviated from benefiting average citizens to bonanza for health insurance and healthcare industry. The mandatory health insurance tied to penalty upon failure to do so, made effective in January 2014, expects citizens to subscribe to health insurance, whether affordable by them or not, especially with health insurance premiums being high and any low-cost plans covering little or nothing, leaving subscribers at the health insurance and healthcare industry mercy worse than before. In the meantime, the health insurance companies raking profits on additional 35 to 37 million subscribers brought on board via Obamacare. The young, healthy citizens on moderate income forced into compulsory health insurance plan are essentially paying for others with pre-existing conditions that is highlighted as landmark achievement, attributing credit to health insurance industry as a major concession on their part when they are the beneficiary and the healthy groups on meager income bearing the cost. The Democrat presidential candidate Hillary Clinton upholding the Affordable Care Act in the face of unaffordability for many in mainstream suggests pandering to current administration for political support, besides complicity in misrepresentation of healthcare legislation. In the economic sector, the presidential nominee Hillary Clinton's pledge to energy giants, finance, and importantly, defense industry is an open secret. As recipient of substantial campaign donations, the quid pro quo between the Democrat candidate Hillary Clinton and Super PAC, as well as special interests from far and wide, null and void campaign promise to Democratic base and voters across the spectrum. Immigrants and immigration policy. President Barack Obama administration, having assumed office in 2012 as re-election, deported 2 million undocumented residents soon after election, despite overwhelming Latino voters lured into campaign slogan on path to citizenship that is repeated by colleague and present presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Here is the interesting and disappointing factor on the slogan, path to citizenship. This was indeed fulfilled by Obama administration. However, not towards U.S. citizenship, but the citizenship of the country of origin for the people dispatched to respective homeland. There is little or no doubt the Democrat presidential nominee Hillary Clinton surpassing deportation number given the track record on egregious actions. Again, the second time contestant Hillary Clinton in presidential race having ceded to then Democrat presidential contender Barack Obama in 2008, not without a deal, to be appointed Secretary of State, third in line for presidency, flip-flops on issues to suit political aspirations. The candidate Hillary Clinton opposition to issue driver license to undocumented workers in 2008 and disapproval of temporary resident status deprived many qualified people who were taxpayers in the economy from living together with U.S.-born children as a family. Environment, the former Secretary of Hillary Clinton and President Barack Obama arrival in Copenhagen in 2009 for COP15, UN Climate Summit, and sabotage of the deal contributed to 7 years carbon emission that is misquoted now as having slowed down climate change during President Barack Obama appearance on television show. Again, in this instance, in semblance with path to citizenship, the steps adopted then to undermine genuine environment goals at conglomerate behest did restrict improvement in clean air environment, reversing climate change not for the better. Foreign policy. The Democrat candidate Hillary Clinton's legacy is premised on violence, creation of terror networks, facilitating the means to justify aggression, illegal interventions, and subjugation of population under brutal and corrupt regimes throughout the world. The former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's cavalier approach and belligerence resulting in deaths and destruction, chaos and catastrophe worldwide is the hallmark of her political career spanning over 30 years and more. In the recently concluded presidential debate, the Democrat contender Hillary Clinton proudly asserted on having been involved in the raid of Al-Qaeda terror group leader Osama bin Laden, the CIA asset, in 2011. Not realizing the administration and key members recounting is yet another confession on treason against United States and the victims of 9/11 attack. The concocted theory on Osama bin Laden, by the way, deceased in 2001 and resurrected to protect those implicated in 9/11 inside operation and glorify successor to boost administration record, beguiling American people and the world, is routine offense amongst those violating public trust. The Democrat presidential nominee Hillary Clinton often remarked about her opponent temperamentally not fit to be president, the same apparently not applicable to her, with willingness to use nuclear weapons and obliterate nations not in compliance with her demand. The Republican contender Donald Trump was frequently asked about accepting poll results, and the same was not sought from Democrat nominee Hillary Clinton, who fiercely contested against then challenger Barack Obama in the Democratic primary in 2008, going as far as quoting election mishaps, referencing Democrat presidential contestant Robert Kennedy assassination. The inherent threat from disgruntled Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton in 2008, not necessarily regarded fraudulent by patrons and surrogates behind Hillary Clinton presidential bid. Lastly, on constitutionality, the former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton securing the title and post as Foreign Secretary was unconstitutional, as she was then New York State Senator, having made a pact for high-profile job in the newly elected administration, presented conflict of interest, abandoning responsibility towards constituents in the relevant state. Nonetheless, Senator Hillary Clinton prioritized her political ambition over the people of the state of New York and the nation at large as member in the United States Senate. The Democrat presidential contestant Hillary Clinton, as member of political dynasty and conglomerate envoy, granted immunity in upending constitution, election, and serious violations amounting to crimes against humanity and misuse of public office and authority. Not surprisingly, the Bush family are switching party lines to vote for the Democrat in disguise, presidential nominee Hillary Rodham Clinton. As for incumbent President Barack Obama's endorsement of Democrat presidential nominee Hillary Clinton and urging voters to vote for Clinton, prompts the legitimate query. If presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is a great choice, then why did this not happen in 2008 when the candidate Barack Obama ran against her? Why did he not let his opponent Hillary Clinton win during Democratic primary rather than engage in contentious battle then in 2008? Question from the media. How come the Republican nominee Donald Trump unable to beat Democrat nominee Hillary Clinton given the latter's controversial and scandalous background. Politics and media selective memory fails to remember that Democrat primary in 2016 presidential race, Vermont Senator, Independent, Bernie Sanders ran on Democrat ticket against Democrat contender Hillary Clinton. Unlike media-focused Republican nominee Donald Trump and sensationalized coverage, Senator Sanders, described as mellow and conducive progressive, standing to Wall Street and Super PAC represented by Democrat Hillary Clinton, could not prevail, departing from the domain for pre-selected candidacy. The eagerness to wrap the event with proposals to acknowledge and concede to election results to one contender but not the other indicate premeditated strategy, adding insult to injury and humiliation for millions of voters participating in the national election. The quest for warfare, sponsoring terrorism, humanitarian disasters, notwithstanding nuclear meltdown, favored in advancing the Democrat presidential candidacy of Hillary Clinton. Never too late to rise to the occasion and reject undemocratic and unethical tactics deployed to prolong status quo. Where there is will, there is a way to preserve democracy and liberty with equal opportunity for all and not just the privileged category that the Democrat presidential nominee Hillary Clinton represents and committed to throughout her political career. I am Padmini Arhant, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com, representative, Divine Mission. I appreciate your attention and interest, and I will be back with more on other issues. Until then, peace to all. Thank you.